Where's... You start, just say what...
Okay, so our table was on blogging as professional development, and we're just going to pass it around the table and say what the benefits are, biggest benefit of blogging, okay?
Okay, the biggest benefit of blogging would be creating your digital story online and announcing to the world who you are, what you believe in, and helping yourself to connect to other people.
I would say that the benefits of blogging are the uses of reflective practice that invokes, and also allowing you to put ideas out there and to get feedback from your peers on whether they've done this kind of thing before, whether it's worked, and help you improve things that you're working on in the class.
Benefit to blogging, sharing information, working with others, but I was curious to find an argument that encourages people to blog who are not already doing that, and it seems that you just shift your time, you're doing it anyway, instead of doing CPD logs, you can keep a blog.
I think the benefit to blogging is that you're reflecting on what you're doing, and it brings in an element of metacognition, thinking about the way you think and the way you practice, and also making connections with other people that you might not or otherwise get in touch with.
Blogging is a bit like having a whole lot of critical friends to help you to reflect on your practice.
For me, CPD logging is the important thing. I log my CPD online and I get feedback and support from other users. And I can't believe Helen used the word metacognition.
Blogging is a good way of being able to reflect practice, share practice with other people, and getting their comments back.
Blogging for me is the most powerful form of CPD available. And Nick's going to say something else?
No, I wasn't. I was checking your time.
All right. And that's us finished. Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant.
And the prize goes to Helen for getting metacognition in. Oh, I thought I did.